Good morning and welcome to day 36 of our daily Lenten video series here at Ascension Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Scott and I'm coming to you on this Tuesday morning. It's tax day, so I don't know how you like to celebrate that or if you do, but it is tax day. This is your reminder that if you haven't already to, if you owe any money, get that check in the mail or at least get your return postmarked today. Anyway, we continue to talk about God's story, our story, and yesterday we began kind of that conversation of Pilate and Jesus and kind of what accusations are being brought against him, and that ultimately it was a lie, right? Jesus didn't do anything. He was innocent and yet was found guilty for something he didn't do. In today's reading, we read about the chief priests and the scribes meeting in the morning, and then they bring Jesus back to Pilate, passing the buck, as it were. I mean, while it's true that as religious authorities, they didn't necessarily have the power to deal with Jesus from a political perspective, it was clear they wanted him dealt with. And we're encouraged to maybe have some empathy for Pilate today. These events or these activities that we're reading about take place on Thursday of the week. So we're a couple of days, we continue to be a couple of days ahead. But it is interesting to think about Pilate with some empathy and to imagine what it must have been like for him. Even in his role, he was, we'll call him middle management. He had responsibilities to Rome, to the empire. And then he represented Rome to this region. And he had some responsibilities within the region to the folks who reported to him, but then maybe even more importantly to the people who lived there. And part of his effectiveness was to maintain control in that area, in that region. And so he wanted to make sure he kept the people happy, kept them from having any sort of uprising or rebellion, because that actually kept Rome happy. And as long as he was collecting the taxes and they were getting sent on to Rome, he would be considered effective in his role. Prior to going to seminary and entering into vocational ministry, I served in a contract, a food service management position, where I represented the company on a college or university campus. And while I enjoyed or had the responsibility as the general manager over all the other managers and employees on that campus, the reality is I was middle management. I spoke for the company to the folks on campus and our client who paid our bills. And I was responsible to them, but I was also responsible to the company. And it's a challenging place to be, and it's easy to lose oneself in those with that kind of pressure coming to bear. And so I can have some empathy, and maybe you can too, relate to Pilate in this in this instance. And then we look at Jesus. I mean, Pilate knew what he was going to have to do, and it would have been challenging. And Jesus knew what he had to do, and that would have been challenging as well. It's certainly easier for me to relate to Pilate and from my experiences in middle management and really from my own sinfulness than it is to imagine being in the position that Jesus was and knowing what was about to take place. Hard beyond my imagination. As we continue to make our way to the cross, as we continue to make our way, knowing that this story doesn't end with the rock being rolled in front of the grave. Remember this week, however, these events that transpired that led to Jesus' death, that led to the brutal treatment he received. And remember what he took on for you and for me willingly. And then we will certainly gather to celebrate the good news of the resurrection, for we know he doesn't stay on that cross nor in that grave. But I think it is important for us to journey this week together, so as that will certainly inform how good the good news of his resurrection is come Sunday morning. Take care. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for another of these final week of our daily Lenten videos together. God's story, our story.